This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. India created history as the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft carrying the Axiom 4 crew, including Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, gently docked with the International Space Station ISS at 4 p.m. Indian time today. With this, the first Indian astronaut has set his feet on International Space Station. Lucknow-born Shubhanshu Shukla has also become the second Indian in space following Rakesh Sharma's flight in 1984. This historic mission carried four astronauts from the US, India, Poland, and Hungary to the ISS for a 14-day scientific expedition in low Earth orbit. Shukla will conduct pioneering experiments related to food and space nutrition. These experiments developed under a collaboration between ISRO and the Department of Biotechnology with support from NASA aim to enhance understanding of sustainable life support systems, a crucial aspect of future long-duration space travel. Minister of Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has congratulated the Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and the Axiom 4 mission team for their successful docking at the International Space Station. Talking to media, Dr. Singh highlighted India's crucial role in the mission. The minister remarked that it has been trusted to perform the crucial parts of the expedition.
Happy to announce before time arrival. In fact, it's been about 30-40 minutes before the scheduled time that we had held since this morning. And now I think they are virtually standing at the threshold entrance. And the next would be, of course, they're formally entering into the ISS. And they have also planned a formal welcome ceremony by those of the astronauts who are already there to actually formally, officially receive the four who are today going to be part of that expedition along with them.
The External Affairs Ministry has said certain member countries could not reach consensus on certain issues and hence the document could not be finalized. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India wanted concerns and terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country. He said Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called upon member countries to come together to fight terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
India wanted concerns on terrorism reflected in the document, which was not acceptable to one particular country, and therefore the statement was not adopted. But we had participation of our Raksha Mantri. We issued a press release. The press release is very instructive in how we look at threat of terrorism.
India refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, Defense Ministers' meeting in Qingdao, China today. Official sources said India was not satisfied with the language of the joint document as there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, along with Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav, today flagged off Gwalior-Bengaluru Express train. The train will run from Gwalior on every Friday and from Bengaluru on Sundays. The regular service will begin from Bengaluru on the 29th of June and from Gwalior on 4th of July. Addressing the event through video conferencing, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that with the launch of this train, the people of Gwalior, Guna and Bhopal will get a lot of benefits.
हम सब जानते हैं कि जहां पर आज से 10 साल पहले कुछ नहीं 500-600 करोड़ रुपए का बजट मिलता था 632 करोड़ रुपए का बजट मिलता था आज 14,745 करोड़ रुपए का बजट मिल रहा है और काम भी बहुत तेजी से चल रहा है पूरा मध्य प्रदेश में विद्युतीकरण कंप्लीट हो गया है और इन 11 वर्षों में 2,651 किलोमीटर नए पटरियां बनी है 2,651 किलोमीटर डेनमार्क जैसे देश की टोटल रेलवे नेटवर्क से ज्यादा पटरियां इन 11 वर्षों में मध्य प्रदेश में
At the United Nations Security Council, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The anti-corruption branch of Delhi has registered a case against former health ministers Saurabh Bharadwaj and Satendra Jain in connection with large-scale corruption in health infrastructure projects during the AAP-led Delhi government. And that is the end of this news bulletin.